Last paper in the session is entitled Improving Accuracy of Transverse Velocity Measurement with a New Limited Diffraction View. This is by Jan Wu from the Mayo. Conventional Doppler method can measure external components of velocity only, and its measurement accuracy decreases with increase of angle between the flow and the beam axis. Doppler spectrum broadening has been studied by many investigators, such as Newhouse, Kotori, etc. And this method can give you a triangular spectrum shape for pulse echo signal. However, because the shape is triangular, the bandwidth is difficult to determine because it's zero amplitude at the boundary of the spectrum. And it's also because the conventional focus beam have a shorter depth of field, the spectrum shape will change with the depth. A limited diffraction beam have a very large depth of field, and they may have many potential applications. Both constant bandwidth and spectrum shape can be obtained with limited diffraction beam. For example, we have used the Bessel beam to measure the transverse velocity of the flow. With this kind of beam, pulse echo response have the shoulders at the bandwidth. So from the bandwidth, we can derive the transverse components of the velocity. However, the shoulders, shoulder positions sometimes are difficult to determine because your data acquisition time usually are limited. So you smooth out the version of the shoulder. Our objective in this study is to use other limited diffraction beams to produce peaks instead of shoulders at the boundaries of Doppler spectrum and the related spectrum bandwidth to the velocity of flow, and thus increase the accuracy of transverse velocity measurement. I will use the following method. We use the this beam is called a limited diffraction layered array beam, which pulse echo response gives you this formula. And this is a pulse echo response. And the Kx here is a constant. And the Kz here is a propagation constant. And the x and the z are point scatter position. If the point of scatter is moving with time, and the x and the z both are functional time. And from this return the signal, the Fourier transform, we get three peaks. First on the center, given by the normal Doppler shift. And the second on the left-hand side and the right-hand side of this omega c, which is the center frequency. If you have the Doppler spectrum broadening. And here alpha is the flow to beam axis angle. These limited diffraction array beams can be produced with linear array and by grouping elements according to the Kx you chose and driving this group of elements with the alternating phase. This this is an example of the linear array we used in our experiment. It has 18.288 millimeters in width and 12.192 millimeters in the elevation direction. And the distance from the array to the axis of the flow is 30 millimeters. The transducer is not focused in either direction. And here, alpha is the angle between the flow and the z-axis. We do the following simulation, both for single point scatterer and the random scatterer moving in a vessel. We also do experiment for point scatterers. Here is the block diagram we used in the experiment. A 15-cycle 2.25 MHz tumbler was produced by data 2045 polynomial waveform generator. This way, this tumbler amplifier is driven the transducer through the hybrid coupler, which divides the input signal into in-phase and reverse phase, and to drive the transducer. And the signal received from the point scatterer, which is moving in the direction along this direction, will be combined back into one signal and amplified and digitized by this HPE1429A digitizer, which has 12 bit resolution and 20 megahertz sampling rate. And this digitizer outputs a single signal which synchronizes the data generator which produces the compass to drive the transducer, and also generate a time base for the delay for the digitization of the AD converter inside the digitizer. And we acquire 256 A lines with this system, and at the pulse repetition rate of 2048. And the velocity we measured here in this particular case is 15 centimeters per second. We will show the results for both single point scatterer and a random point scatterers in a vessel. That vessel we assume has a diameter of 11 millimeters. This is a result from a point scatterer moving at 90 degrees with the axis and 60 degrees with the axis. Both simulation experiment and theoretical predictions are given by this curve. You see the solid line is simulation, and the dotted line is the experiment. They are very close. And also close to the theoretical prediction, here is the boundary of the spectrum predicted by the theory, and they correspond to this theory. And at 60 degrees, and then you have central frequency moved to this position because of actual components of the velocity, and also you have the spectrum broadening on each side of this central peak. So from the central peak and both side peaks, you can determine the both transverse velocity and conventional Doppler velocity. Combine these two, you can measure velocity better. This is the result of simulation for a vessel with multiple random scatterers moving in a vessel. This is the case at a 90 degree beam to flow angle. And on the top two panel is the spectrum we measured at a depth of 30 millimeter, because now it's a vessel, it has a diameter, so point scatterers occur in different actual distances. And here is the actual distance, and here is the velocity. And for the plug flow, we see computer simulation and a theoretical expectation, which should be flat over all the vessel diameter, and then cut to zero. And then for parabolic flow is these two panels. And then we see in parabolic flow, expected it should be the dotted line, but for simulation, plane, so it cuts through a plane which encounters velocity from zero to the maximum, which here is 30 centimeters per second. From above results, we can see the focus in elevation will improve the velocity measurement. And here we will show focus in elevation direction will not influence the transverse direction beam pattern. This is the case without focusing in elevation direction, and this is the case to have focus in elevation direction. And we will see how the beam profile along the central axis along this transverse direction, compare them to see what's the difference. And here's the simulation results for this depth at about 30 millimeters from the LA surface. And we can see the profile of this beam along the transverse direction is the same essentially for both cases. And also we have we noticed there's no focus in the lateral direction. Therefore, the sampling volume is large along that direction. Therefore, this method, I think, it will be best only for measuring transverse flow that run in parallel with skin, such as the flows in carotid arteries. And also, we can to assure to measure the transverse flow by using the conventional imaging to align the transducer to make it parallel to the vessel. And because the beams can be produced with linear array, therefore this method can be incorporated into a commercial scanner. Another implication is that because the limited diffraction array beams can also be used for 2D and 3D imaging at a very high frame rate. So, the method is as following. We transmit with Kx equal to zero, which means it's a time wave. And the receive with different Kx. After receive, we have multiple A lines because receive can be processed in parallel. So this method will be fast. And after the receive the signal or receive and do the inverse Fourier transform, we can get the images constructed. Therefore, the image frame rate can be 3750 frames per second for at a 200 millimeter depth for biological structure tissue. Of course, for 3D imaging at this frame rate, a 2D array is required. This is the phantom we use for both computer simulation and experiment. In the computers, this is the actual ATS-539 multi-purpose tissue clearance phantom. It has attenuation of 0.5 dB per centimeter per meter, and also have line target and assist target and a target of varying refractivity. So varying from minus 16 to 15. And here's the linear array. Here's another linear array we used in both our simulation and experiment. This array, smaller one, is the one I described before. This is the computer simulation result for 2D mode imaging, which can reach very high frame rate. And this one is corresponding to this one, and corresponding respectively, and this image corresponding to this one. And the large one is obtained by a large array. We put this smaller array to get a smaller region of interest, and a larger array to get a larger region of interest. This is constructed with the Fourier method I just described. And this is our experiment result obtained from this phantom. And we see it's the 15 dB, 10, 5, minus 5, minus 10, minus 15. You can see it's all resolved very well. And of course, we just use one transmit, which do not focus, only focus is done by the Fourier transform. And here is the Y target. And here is we use the delay in the sum algorithm, which is a dynamic boxing for every point in the city. You can see, actually, these two images are identical. So in conclusion, we can say these images basically identical to conventional dynamic focusing method. However, we can obtain much simple hardware because only faster Fourier transform is required. Do not need any conventional digital beamforming. Also, we can from the above experiment result, we can say high resolution and low side lobe images can be obtained with this method, with this new Fourier method, by this by the following approaches. We transmit with different kx instead of just one kx, which is equal to zero, which is a plane wave, no focusing. In this time, we will have both focus, dynamic focusing in transmit and receive. However, according to the reciprocal principle, this will be two-way dynamic focusing. However, it won't reduce frame rate because you only need to transmit about 128 kx, different kx. And then you see you can use the parallel processing to get the images. And in conclusion, limited diffraction array beams can be used to produce peaks at the boundaries of Doppler spectrum, which improve the transverse velocity measurement. And also, it can be produced approximately with a linear array, and therefore this method can be incorporated into a commercial scanner, have commercial value. We have done theory, simulation, and experiment. They all agree very well with each other. And in addition, the method is also promising for measuring velocity profile of flow in a vessel that runs in parallel with stream to determine the flow volume. And the array beams also can also be used for high frame rate 2D and 3D imaging, all used for high resolution and a low side lobe two-way dynamic focusing without reducing frame rate. I'd like to thank Dr. Greenleaf for use for discussion, and also Mr. Randall Pinnick for the preparation of the experiment, and Thomas Hinter making software well for data acquisition. Thank you for attention.
Do you have any questions?
I wonder for the velocity there, for the
Limited diffraction array beams can be derived directly from X-ray, and we derive to derive the imaging method from X-ray directly.
So that you illuminate
large area, and then we see the as large as the aperture of the area.
When you talk about flow in vessels parallel to the skin, I presume that doesn't mean that you have to have the flow parallel to the vessel wall from the skin cell as well.
I think
you'd get into trouble with helical flow and the coronal bulb and all sorts of things.
But if the flow is very close to skin, you don't need to have very depth of field, so you can use very smaller transducer. Therefore, actually, the beam width in the transverse direction is very narrow, so you may avoid some bumps or whatever inside the vessel for the carotid artery.
Okay, if there are no more questions, just remain standing.
Okay.
Nice job on your talk. Were you a satellite?